She was brash. She was confrontational. She was a lightning rod. I'm Hollis Monroe with Soundtrack to the Struggle. Nina Simone's career in activism began in 1964, when her songs openly addressed racial inequality prevalent in the United States. She recorded the still-controversial Mississippi Goddamn, her response to the murder of Medgar Evers and the bombing of Birmingham's 16th Street Baptist Church. That song, and others like Old Jim Crow, she said were her first civil rights songs. They were a direct challenge to the status quo in race relations and raised her voice in the fight for equality. Response to her music was, predictably, angry. She was boycotted in many southern states. One Carolina radio station smashed promotional copies of her singles and sent the pieces back to the record label. Undaunted, the message of equality became Simone's standard repertoire. Civil rights leaders frequently asked Simone to perform and speak at gatherings, such as the Selma to Montgomery marches. She was invited to attend the historic meeting with Attorney General Robert Kennedy, along with her friend, playwright Lorraine Hansberry. Nina Simone's personality reflected her politics. She was outspoken and possessed an often volcanic temper. She sided closer to Malcolm X's more militant philosophies than to Martin Luther King's nonviolent approach. She advocated armed revolution if necessary, and the formation of a separate state. And her songs, she said, were written in a rush of fury, hatred, and determination. She believed that, ultimately, all races were equal and could someday peacefully coexist. Here is Nina Simone singing Old Jim Crow. Soundtrack to the Struggle is written by Ron Atkins and Hollis Monroe. Executive producers George Dorman and Dennis Green. Visit soundtracktothestruggle.org for our program archive. Join me next time for another story of how music and musicians helped fight for racial equality on Soundtrack to the Struggle, a production of KCCK-FM, Iowa's Jazz Station.